Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Lunch with Leah. Bonus episode 319 with special guest Frankie Grande. Here's Leah.
Yay!
Oh, that was so cute!
What a cast! I love you so much! Hi, everybody!
Another one.
Is he fabulous? Yes, Frankie, fabulous!
I love it. Oh my God, look!
I'm so jealous.
Oh, the cutest one.
Aww. So I miss you.
I miss you
and
so
I
much.
Love you.
Every minute that I'm not with you is a minute
I know,
wasted.
Going through withdrawal.
I know, seriously.
Oh my God, the dog's moving.
But I'm back in Miami now. Can I wear these glasses?
Are they fabulous? You can. You
I can't see anything.
You can have them. They're $1 at the dollar store.
Take really?
That pair. You like well, good on you in the pink.
Oh my God.
There's a mirror. Look, Frankie.
Oh my God, they're kind of fabulous.
We're never without a mirror. There's
oh yeah, seriously.
A mirror.
Well, I mean, why would you need a mirror when you have a phone? Look, we can take that.
This is the new generation, a mirror.
Wait, I
phone.
Love these glasses.
You can have them.
I mean, I can't see anything.
Oh,
I'm literally gonna, I'm gonna throw up. But like, they're amazing.
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, let's post on my
Instagram. So I'm gonna get.
Where are we live on Facebook?
Oh,
hold on.
I don't know. We're gonna go. Leah, go do something
yeah,
live.
Yeah, we're doing it on Facebook.
We're live on Facebook.
You guys,
we're
live on Facebook.
We're live on Facebook.
On Leah's Facebook page.
Get on right now.
And I stole these glasses from her, and I'm obsessed with them.
I can't see, but they look good.
The baby, give me the kitchen. I can't see anything. I'm literally going to throw up, but they're fabulous.
But they look fabulous.
Okay, I'm tagging you.
Oh,
my God.
Tag
I can't
me.
See anything. Oh, my God.
Tag me.
Okay.
Tag me. Are you tagging me on Facebook, or what are you tagging me
I'm just
on?
Tagging you on Instagram, because
oh,
that's
okay.
what
see,
I was
only
using.
Mostly use Twitter. Go to Leah Black Miami and Twitter.
Yeah,
that's where you get all the gossip.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. So, we've been friends.
It's now spending 15 minutes pinning it to a location that I don't want it to be on.
Oh, well, we don't want to be on a location.
Done.
So tell us. Okay, so what people don't know about you, initially, you're big when everyone knew who you were, like overnight, was Big Brother, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about that experience.
Oh, it was hell.
Did you like
yeah.
it?
I mean, no, I did. I loved it. Wait, did you tweet the link? I want to make sure that people
oh,
know.
Let's make sure we're tuning
yeah.
in.
Did you tweet the link?
Did I?
It's not a link, no.
I don't have a clue.
You just
how
sipped
to do
Oh Snap Frankie. Oh,
I know, I did Frankie Grande is, too.
Yeah,
I
but Oh Snap Frankie, that's one of my fans who posts everything.
You oh, know, like, why don't
no,
I
No, but that's great. We love Oh Snap Frankie. Thank you. And shout out to Oh Snap Frankie because
I thought it was part of your staff.
No, to be honest, Oh Snap Frankie gets more retweets than I do because they rip everything from my Instagram or my Snapchat and they put it and they tag everyone, which
why
is wonderful.
I have friends like that.
Because I never tag anyone. Oh Snap Frankie will tag
I
you,
need
I'm sure.
Fans
wait, so how do we tweet
like
the link?
Well, it's Facebook Live, so
just tell them to go to Facebook Live right now.
Facebook Live, it'll be playing, and there's a share button.
Go to Leah Black Miami at Facebook Live right now.
Okay, wait. How about just this thing? Oh, this thing. What this button? I pushed a button. Is this it?
Yeah.
It says playacast.com.
Acast.
Is that us?
That's
Lunch with Leah.
Retweet that one. Repost that. Repeat some. Wait, let me see this. Hold on. Hold on.
No,
hold
what?
On.
Someone
hold
sent me a link.
Hold on. Okay. I'm going to tell you what
link,
I'm going to do.
We're live.
Well,
but,
we're live.
Yeah,
but
there's a live link.
Here, you do it, James.
Oh,
do it.
Wait.
Come
go
on.
Go to your page.
Go to your page.
Thing,
when I grab
on
the phone,
Facebook? Oh, I don't use Facebook.
My
okay,
show.
It's fine. I'll retweet it when it posts. Anyway, go ahead.
So on Facebook,
I don't use Facebook.
I need to have your access code to your phone and I'll run it for you for
okay,
a while.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just give it to you. I don't care. It's annoying to me anyway.
So Big Brother changed your life.
Big
yeah,
Brother changed my life.
It
like catapulted me into the world of so many people's like everyday lives, you know? Like you
yeah.
understand how reality
yeah.
transforms like things. So like my interactions with fans were very much before that. It was like YouTube fans,
yeah.
Which is like, you know, it was wonderful and it was very like specific.
Well, you were going to all those YouTube conferences.
YouTube conventions.
And you
YouTube
built
Con,
up like
VidCon.
A million followers or something.
Yeah,
on
playlist
that.
Yeah. and all sorts yeah. of things. And then, though, joining the reality TV world, like, put me in
with
everyone's living room, like, all the time. And then that yeah. was like a whole different, like, set.
A different
you know,
group of fans.
Different group of fans. My favorite are my straight male fans. Shout out to my straight male fans, like, the dads that are, like, in Disney World that are, like, oh my God, it's Frankie! I loved you on Big Brother! And it's like, they just go for it. And those are my favorites. So shout out to the dad fans.
Yay,
what's up, straight
dad.
Men? You know, it's cool because, like, also, like, I showed, like, I am such a competitor and I'm such a beast on that show.
Yeah.
And I don't think people were expecting it. You know, people
now,
were
how did you
expecting
turn
me
out?
To be, like,
in
the little,
top
like,
two or three, right? The top.
Like a snarky little homosexual. Yeah. But I was not. I was, like, a beast. And I was like, what the? Can I curse on this?
I'm winning.
I can say it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. People would be like, someone would be like, da da da. And I'd be like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, come over and I'd, like, fight people.
But didn't you
so
come in
good.
Second?
No.
No, third?
No.
You
I mean,
top.
Everyone thinks I won, so that's fine. Let's just
By
say I
the
won.
Way, you were the breakout star, though.
Duh.
And you were Julie Chan's Ben Nunes, or whatever,
me.
Her favorite. You were her pet. Did you take her an apple a day? You were her pet. So everybody thought you won. I think you won. You know, I'm delusional. I'm like Trump. I just speak and think it's true.
Oh, my God.
But before that, what people didn't know
That's
about
same.
You
yeah.
is you were a major Broadway star.
Yes.
You were in Mamma Mia for how many years?
Three.
3 years. And you were a big singer and dancer there.
Yep.
Then you had a one-man show.
I did, which is coming up again.
which was it called?
It's called Living La Vida Grande.
Oh, that one. And where is it going to be? In
it's
New York?
It's going to be in New York in Green Room 42, the 25th and 26th.
Of January. Oh, my God.
9:30 shows. Please come.
Yes.
Bring everyone you know. Bring your family. Bring your children. I promise I'll keep the cursing down to like 2 per show.
It's not X-rated.
Maybe 5.
And then you did another one. Remember the one that I loved so much that I wanted to produce later and have my product. My
Pageant.
Black. Pageant.
You
Pageant.
Loved Pageant.
I loved it. So Pageant, they had this commercial promoting the hairspray, right? Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Beauty products.
Yes.
And he was a beauty contestant.
Sola Rulers.
Yes.
Yes.
And
I played Consuelo play? Manuela Rafaela Lopez. And
it was
she
my
was
favorite.
The bestest one to a Colombian firecracker. And she was amazing. Yeah.
And she didn't win the contest either, but she was the breakout star again. But anyway, so he kept
show.
Going over and doing commercial breaks, and you were doing a hairspray for a commercial break, and I'm going, why aren't you selling Leah Black skincare on your commercial break?
And I was like, you should. You should sponsor the show.
You do use my skincare, and you love it.
I do love it. I need more. Thank God I'm here.
I'm going to give you some more.
I know.
Your favorite, you told me, was the exfoliant.
I love the exfoliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
that
good.
Buffed out face.
It is the best exfoliant.
Exfoliant on the market.
And it's good for me right now because I got that good suntan on, you know what I'm saying? Which means I'm going to have that good dead skin in like 4 seconds and
yes,
I have to
nurse.
Redo my entire face.
Get it off and buff it off and have that baby butt shine, bloom.
Yeah.
All right, so then you also did your one-man show, then you did Mamma Mia, and then you did Big Brother, and then you also had another show. What was that? Oh, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, Rock of Ages.
Rock
first.
Of Ages.
Yes,
oh,
Rock
tell
of
me
Ages.
About Rock of Ages.
I love that. Rock of Ages so much. It was so I got to close Rock of Ages as Franz on Broadway, and it was the most incredible experience ever. And yes, so I was the last one, the last Franz on Broadway. And,
maybe they'll bring it back.
Maybe they will bring it back.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you are fabulous.
It's a good idea.
You're more of a Broadway person than even though you're fabulous on TV, you're fabulous on everything, but Broadway is a great medium for you.
I love,
you
love stage.
It. You
I
like
love
it.
The stage. I love a live
it.
Audience. We were just sending a video to my friend, and he's in Priscilla on the national tour, and he was saying that the stage didn't work, so they all had to come out and like do something crazy.
Yeah.
I love that kind
like
of energy when it's like, oh my God, things aren't working. Let's make a choice. Let's get out there and do something
and
strong
fabulous.
And wrong. And it's just, you gotta go. You know?
Now, do you consider yourself more of a dancer that sings or a singer that dances?
I started as a dancer who sings, and then I vocally trained a lot, and now I can say I'm more of a singer that dances. Also, just like I get cast as characters that like can dance also. It's like now I'm like comedic roles with the can dance.
Now,
so like
didn't you do a duet recently? I saw you had a duet online.
I did.
So what was that? Tell me that.
So
one.
My sister and I finally did our first like collaboration, which was really, really cute. It was Seasons of Love. And it was me and my John Eric, who you know.
Oh, I love. Oh,
and
yeah, he
Dominic,
can sing too.
Who you
he
know.
Can sing.
Yeah, and
Dominic.
My friend Ben, who you know.
And your sister
sang.
Ariana.
And then Ariana did.
She's just doing backup for you.
She sang female backup vocals, and then she did the featured female solo.
I could cry when she was doing a little backup for you.
I know. Well, she did all the harmonies in the background.
So cute.
I asked her to vocal produce the track, and then of course if she was there, so she was like, "Well, I'm singing on it."
Of course, I'm singing.
It was just like it became this beautiful collaboration.
Now, how do we find it, and what's the name of it?
It's on YouTube. It's called Seasons of Love.
It's beautiful.
It's on my YouTube channel, which is Frankie J. Grande. I am very fortunate to have Frankie J. Grande on every single platform: YouTube, Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook.
Snapchat. Facebook, I don't even know what it is. I think it's Big Brother, though. I don't know how Facebook works.
By the way, he doesn't know his password.
If you're watching it
he
on
doesn't
Facebook,
know how to post.
Make sure to listen to what you screen. Oh, that's just Dominic's text.
Oh
that's
God.
Fine. You can see that.
Well, and then
I was like, I don't want Grindr to pop up while you're like, oh look, it's my phone.
Oh my God, I wouldn't be reading all about it.
It's in Miami, so anything's possible.
So now, remember when we did Reality Check together? We had a podcast called Reality Check.
That was cute.
It was fun.
It's like a reunion.
It was like a reunion, and then you went on in Big Brother, and then you had to boycott me for 2 months, and it was over.
Boycott you? I didn't speak to anyone for four months.
The show was over.
4 months, no.
He spoiled my Reality Check podcast, which would have been an international global phenomenon, but he flaked out on me to go do something stupid called Big Brother.
Yes. I flaked out on her to become an international global phenomenon.
Yeah, he left me behind.
Yes, but I take you with me in everything that I do. Any business venture, I'm like, Halea,
we're doing it together.
How do we do it together?
I know it. You're good
about
that.
I love this woman.
You're good about that. Now, what about, I love the baubles.
Oh, God.
Tell me about that.
Okay, so I was in a club.
It's an emerald.
And I was dancing. And this very devastatingly attractive man came up next to me. And I was like, look at that beautiful emerald. I love it so much. And he was like, I made it. I'm from Brazil. This is for you.
Wow.
And he took it off and he put it around my neck and I'm obsessed with it.
And it's obsessed with it too.
Have to give him a shout out.
Oh, what's his name?
Right
now. A-B-I-D-E. Abad.
Yeah, Abad.
Abad. He's Abad. Fabulous. He's so good looking. Abad. Oh,
he's so cute.
God.
Okay, so it's at A-B-A-D-E-E-D-U. Abededu.
And he's from Brazil.
I'm going to say Abededu. Look how cute he is. He's so cute.
Abededu too.
You're so cute. I'm saying it. I'm ready to.
Well, I don't have any emeralds, but I have some beautiful.
Yay!
He's from my Leah Black.
Oh my God.
Collection.
Oh my God. Wait. Okay.
Here's the other one. Yeah. I want you to match.
Yeah, duh. Okay, so you also, we have to also give a shout out to my beautiful drag queen friend, Estiris.
Yes.
Selena Estiris. Yeah, and you sent her stuff, and she wears it all the time in her show. Yes, she loves it.
LeahBlack.com.
Yeah, my best girlfriend.
Skincare. Oh, you do?
Yes.
Fabulous.
Estiris does.
She's fabulous. Yeah, she was fabulous.
Yeah, she's
amazing.
Oh,
my God. All right, so then I went to see you in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, you did.
What was the name of that club?
The Rockwell.
The Rockwell in L.A. And you were on there. You did it two or three or four different times. And I went every time and I took a table. The first time I took a table was me and RJ and Roy. And I went to pay the check. And your mom picked up the bill. And I felt terrible. His mom paid for the whole check. I was like, I can't believe your mom paid the check. And then I went, I took Ronnie and I think the girls, Julie and Brandy, I think, from Dumb Gay Politics. You should do their show. They're hilarious. Mm-hmm. About politics.
I did.
Politics.
I have.
Oh, you've done it?
Yeah, okay. I've done it. Yeah, okay, yeah. Of course, I love them.
Oh, they're hilarious.
They're smart,
so
too.
So smart. So then you sang and danced at that show, and you were dressed literally with, very little covering.
I love not wearing clothes.
And you look, your legs, there's not an inch of body fat on this body. It's all muscle.
Thank you.
Now tell us, how do you get that?
Soul Cycle and sobriety. Interestingly, yeah. Honestly, not being hungover and not eating at 4 a.m, the disgusting things that I would eat, and also the amount of calories that I cut down with drinking, really started me to shred up, but then I did the AIDS life cycle.
That's right.
And that...
Now, that is from San Francisco to L.A.
San Francisco to
Can
L.A.
Can you imagine riding a bike?
545 miles.
I couldn't. I can't even think
in
of
one
it.
Week.
No.
So you do 90 miles a day-ish.
Uh-uh.
Did
you put ice packs? You put ice packs on your feet and
my
face every day?
My knees were a mess.
Oh, my God.
My knees were a mess. But I did it.
That's for a good cause. cause, though?
I raised so much money.
What was that cause?
It's for the LA LGBT Center.
Okay.
Which provides aid to all sorts of people that are, you know, dealing with HIV and AIDS, but also dealing with homelessness later in life, and anyone who can't get their meds. Like, they have a whole pharmacy, and they have an amazing staff. Like, my friends in LA, literally, they're like, I'm sick. I went to the LA LGBT Center, and then they gave me everything, and I did it all for free, and it was awesome. And I'm like, that's great.
That's why you rode that bike for 5 days.
Yes, exactly. For 5 days.
That was unbelievable.
7 days. I don't know.
That was unbelievable.
It was great.
Yeah. Think about how many people you helped.
Thank you.
More than 7 days.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it is. Thank you.
That is honorable.
And it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so I shredded up on that.
You shredded up. And then what's up with the tattoos?
Oh, I added a new one. This is my Jurassic Park one. So this is all of my favorite things in life.
Okay, so let's hear a few of them.
Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Aliens. this is like kind of Hunger Games, but it's more Harry Potter. It's Fox.
Okay.
Versace. Hey.
Oh, that's James's favorite thing.
Versace. I was going to get the Medusa, and then I was like, do I want the Medusa? And the answer is yes, I do, and it's probably going to get one. But this one was for now. Sea turtles, because I was marine biology major in college.
Frankie's very smart. People don't know that about him.
We did
He's very smart. He's like a rocket scientist smart. People don't know that.
Now people believe
He's really smart. I'm not kidding you. Like high IQ, Mensa smart, this one. Yeah,
yes.
That's why you like me. We get along so well.
We do.
We're
you
on the
are
same level.
Very smart.
And so the rainbow.
Oh, Rainbow Bright / Raging Homosexual. Star Wars, Sleeping Beauty, and more Harry Potter. I have like 4 Harry Potter tattoos.
So when's enough? On the tattoos.
I think I'm not going to go past my arms.
I don't think you've done enough.
Yeah, I know. You tell me that every time.
I say stop right there. Less is more.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Hey, you. Always on the run. Do you know?
Do you know? Is this a star?
Turn
a
around.
Star?
Baby, gonna have some fun.
Oh, my God. Frankie's so
hilarious. Right now. Me too.
I thought that was my line. I didn't know it was in a song.
You're wearing Versace. I just saw it. There's the Medusa right there. I'm looking at it.
All right, so you're not drinking. Now, what's that been like for you? First of all, what made you come to the conclusion? How long has it been, and what's it like for you before and after?
Okay, great. After Manchester happened, which was the terrible bombing that happened at my sister's concert, just the unbelievable tragedy, I didn't have the tools to handle like life anymore. Like all of it. Like, so all I really did was drink a lot, and then I was prescribed pills, like benzos. Which are like for anti-anxiety and depression, but I abused them horrifically to the point of where like I was like taking so much that like I couldn't even like move. So I knew that I had a problem then. And
was your problem more drinking or prescription drugs?
It was the combination of the two things. Like there was no one without the
but
other.
But you don't feel comfortable now just having a cocktail or a drink?
No, absolutely not. I'll go straight back to
you think?
To pills.
And
or
you
whatever
don't feel comfortable just having a pill?
No. I take like non-narcotic things. Like I've gotten into like kind of more homeopathic remedies and stuff that like can help me balance like the damage that I did to my brain too. Like taking that many benzos for like years. It can be very difficult to come off of, and I was abusing them. So, like, glad they're out of my system.
So the Manchester thing brought it all to a head.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm doing too much. I'm being self-destructive. I'm sabotaging myself. Well, my life's not together.
Yeah, I'm basically
and I'm
almost
done.
Dead.
And
yeah.
So you just said I'm done.
Yeah, I like scraped myself off the bathroom floor. I was like,
now, who all else thought you had a problem? Because honestly, all the people I know that know you, including myself, we did not recognize that you had a problem.
Yeah, I did a very good job of hiding
it. You're a great actor.
Yeah, I'm a great actor.
Oscar Award.
Yes.
You should be hosting the Oscars.
I should be hosting
the
Oscars.
We don't need Kevin Hart. We have Frankie Grande.
Yes, that's true. And well, you're not getting Kevin Hart.
That's right. That's so we have you.
That's even better.
That's you. Okay.
No, I should. It would be great.
So you scraped yourself off the floor and you said, I'm done.
Yes, well, basically, I actually asked my sister for help. Because I knew, and during like this terrible time of Manchester,
because she's very healthy, straight arrow.
Yes, and like basically, to add to the things that she needed to worry about at the moment, I was like, hey, I have a substance abuse problem.
On top of everything else,
I need to go to rehab. And she was like, got you. And she got me straight into rehab.
Where'd you go?
I went to the Hills, where and it's
in LA.
Yeah, in LA, and 45 days there, and then I came out, and I have not.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Had a drink or a desire in 1 year and 6.5 months. Wow.
And you have no desire.
Yeah, almost 19 months.
Because your life is so much better.
My life is so much better. I mean, like, and if I do have a desire, I have a system of tools in order to handle those desires.
Like?
You know, or like, trigger, like calling a friend. I have an amazing support group of people. I go to meetings.
Yeah. Bell hopping over to SoulCycle and getting on a bike.
SoulCycle.
Yeah.
Prayer, meditation,
right.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Like, there are all these tools that can take my anxious brain and my crazy energy and my yin
Rechannel
and my yang
it.
And blah, blah, and like balance me. And then I'm like, oh, cool. I feel good. So if I'm ever feeling not the best, like I have tools that are not this or this.
Well, if you, when you were
for those of you on the podcast,
yeah.
I was miming drinking and popping pills.
I told you he's very smart. Now, when you were in rehab, was there a point where you were like, oh my God, I get why I'm doing this?
Yeah.
And when was that I got it moment?
Oh, goodness. I think it was like around maybe the second or third week, I think, is when I was like out of six, like halfway through.
And then you realized what? The light just went on?
Well, I realized a little bit more like that the Frankie. So basically, like I had this amazing spark and joy and joie de vivre and flair for life.
Yeah.
And then when my life got so big,
right.
I wouldn't allow that spark to go out, even if it wasn't like real anymore. Like, so I would just fuel it however I could. Like, and eventually I was a bit of a shell.
Yeah.
You know, like there was nothing inside. Like, I was still Frankie and I was like real, but like ultimately I wasn't happy.
Yeah. You were just a brilliant actor putting on this show.
This great show.
That people expect from you.
Yeah. And I think, but the nice thing is, and the beautiful thing is that like, the real Frankie was right under the surface, like waiting to be reborn, like waiting to rise from the ashes. Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like the person you're talking to now is the person you met.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You've always been there.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just covering it up with all the stuff.
Yeah. And it's also like, I really didn't go too crazy until after Big Brother. Like Big Brother was definitely one of the catalysts for my like using to escalate because of like, that was when like fame happened. That was when like public eye happened.
That's and also
public opinion happened.
And you're out every night and you're partying every night. And, and then you do your Rocky Horror and you go have a drink. And then you do your Broadway and all the cast goes out. And then you go to your one-man show and everybody goes out and eats at 4 in the morning. And it becomes a lifestyle that just gets a little bit unhealthy and out of control.
Correct.
And now you're perfect.
I know. I'm so happy and I'm so sober.
And
I don't miss it. And I still go out to clubs. Yeah. I still have a really good support. If I'll bring like some sober friends with me. I'll go out to clubs.
I'm a good one. I just wear iced tea.
Exactly.
I couldn't care less.
And I'll stay out until 5 in the morning. I'll dance all night. Someone actually accused me of doing drugs at a club the other night because I was having too much fun. And I was like, ha-ha! No, baby, this is what sobriety looks like.
But we had so much fun. Like, we remember we went to the Cher concert together?
Oh,
and
yes.
I don't think you weren't drunk at all.
Yeah, I was.
You were? I mean, you were so good drunk that I never knew you drank until I saw you sober. I mean, I never knew that you drank. I never would have.
And she said, you weren't drunk at all. I said, yeah, I was.
I can't believe it. Well, I remember.
Maybe it was after. Maybe we went out after.
But yeah. I just didn't recall you being drunk. I do recall you putting me on the subway.
Yes.
And I'd never been on the subway
before. That was so much fun.
And I was a nervous wreck because we went underground and I started getting claustrophobic. And so I was like having a little bit of an attack. And Frankie gets on the pole and starts singing and dancing on the pole. And the whole train is clapping, you know. And finally I'm like, oh my God, I forgot I was underground on the subway because I'm being entertained. That was funny.
Yeah, this is how you know I wasn't sober, because your crippling anxiety moment, I was like, oh, I know, I'll film this, rather than being like, hey, how can I help you?
Yeah, right. This is your idea of helping me.
I was like, let's put it on YouTube.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. You know, but I remember what I remember most about it is hilarious. When I first met you, you were always shine bright. You had the shine bright, you know, t-shirts, and you sent me Shine Bright, and Roy Jr. still sleeps in those t-shirts, and Freda loved the t-shirt, and I had the t-shirt, and then you put the glitter all over you 20 different ways and back, and I'm like, who does that? I mean, I was thinking the other day, you're the gayest gay that I know.
Yay!
You win the contest.
That's the best compliment anyone's ever given me.
And you've always been comfortable being gay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was definitely a journey into becoming comfortable with it to the level that I'm at. But basically, once I was on Broadway, like, and I was surrounded by all this amazing gay culture in New York City, right. I just like
started
absorbed
outing.
It. Yeah. I really did. And then like, I just like kept getting rewarded for being myself,
yeah.
which was wonderful. And then that gave me the foundation upon which to build like this kind of shine bright, like a Frankie, when people throw shade, shine brighter, like I give zero fucks kind of attitude, which now in sobriety I can truly rock because I really don't care what you have to think.
That's right.
I really don't care, because also I can't control it.
Right.
Like, you can't control other people's opinions.
It's their problem.
So I can't allow that to enter my sphere of existence, or the decisions on my day-to-day decisions are not based on how people are going to react to me anymore.
Yeah.
Which is great. And I have to do a lot of work around
that. It's a lot of freedom that comes with that, though. A whole lot of freedom. But you have a great support group. You know, I knew Grandfather.
Yeah, Grandpa.
And I remember the apple pie. He sent it back. He didn't want any more than what he wanted. I mean, I just start crying when I think of him. He's so sweet.
So cute. So particular.
And your grandma. Yeah.
She's the best. I was with her last night.
Yeah, I saw that. And then your sister and your mom. I mean, you have the best family. I mean, I think your mom really gets an award for mom of the decade. Of a lifetime. I mean, to raise two kids like the two of you that are so completely different and so talented, and you made it so big in your own way. I mean, you are equally talented in different ways. For you guys to just be so grounded and go home for Christmas and hang out at the Christmas tree and call your old high school friends and go back to Boca.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so cool, you know, how you've turned out. And I owe that. I think your mom
100%.
Gets the credit for that, and your grandma, your grandparents. I mean, they're just amazing. And even when your dad was sick, you were right there running to the hospital. And I was just thought, you know, people don't know the real Frankie. They don't know how smart you are. Actually, borderline genius. They don't really know how well studied and educated you are. And they really don't know your heart. You know, they see you as this bigger than life person. And I love the fact that you have made gay being fabulous. I mean, you have set the trends for it being super fabulous for as long as I've known you. People want to be like you.
Yeah. And thank you. First of all, that was the nicest thing anyone's ever said
true.
To me. I'm going to record this and then play it to myself every morning. It's going to be like, Alexa, play Leah Black. Good morning message. She's like, oh my God, and you're so gay.
It's your motivation.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's, you know, especially during this administration, I think it's my job to continue to be as gay and in your face fabulous as humanly possible.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because I know like we're losing rights.
Yeah.
So we need to be more vocal about,
you know, without getting too much into politics. You know, they've stacked the judges with right-wing
judges.
Just hundreds of them every day. There are 20 more, and they're setting us back so many years and so many humans. Social rights that it's up to us to not let that happen.
Correct.
And I think the new generation is going to come in and kick ass, and they're going to say, you know, take those laws and do what you want with them. We're going to be us. That's it.
100%.
You know, that's the end of that. I mean, no conversion therapy here. You know,
amen.
We're not going for any of that.
Amen.
You know,
and that's what I feel like. Also, I think conversion therapy, like, I mean, there's got to be some sort of, like, dating show there, right?
Well, it should like, be illegal. Like, it should be criminal. Duh,
should
of
be course
criminal.
It should be.
Maybe but it's to give me shock treatments
Everyone must be having sex in that place.
That's part of it. The ones giving the therapy God. Are like, all right, they're jealous. So now, without giving it away,
but
I
But really,
saw,
it's evil. It's okay, evil. Go ahead.
I saw a sizzle reel of you for a latest potential project.
Yay!
I won't give away the details.
Okay, please don't.
You were so fabulous. The producers loved you. Everybody in the cast loved you. I hope the show gets picked up somewhere.
Me too.
I mean, you are just so talented, and there's no genre you can't do. Television, radio, podcast, I mean, Broadway, all of it.
Nickelodeon.
Film, Nickelodeon. Yeah. I forgot about the Nickelodeon roots, you know? Yeah. And I do think you should be hosting the Oscars. How are we going to get that started? I mean, that would
tweet
be
it.
Wham.
Everyone tweet it. Petition for at Frankie J.
At
Grande
Frankie
to host
Grande.
The Oscars.
Host the Oscars. So
I'll
now,
do it.
Let's bring it back to now. Tell us about your life now. What's it like now?
Well, I'm excited for 2019.
Okay.
2018 was a lot of growth and a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And it was good, a lot of excavation. You know, I tweeted something the other day, which is like, you know, you can't grow without the growing pains. You know, like, but the thing is, you can't get stuck in the growing pains. You have to understand they're growing pains, and that you're to move on from them and be stronger. And I feel like that was what 2018 was for me—a lot of growing pains to prepare me for 2019 and being like fabulous and wonderful. And I have my one-man show coming up, and then I have what else can I?
Yeah,
talk
so tell
about?
Us what's coming up. You have the one-man show coming up, and tell us again.
25th and 26th
in New York,
Green Room 42, Living La Vida Grande, 9:30 p.m. Please come; it's going to be amazing. And then I have two other projects that I like. We're like literally almost allowed to announce them.
Right.
And I have one more thing. I have like four things that are like almost about to be announced.
And they're all gonna hit.
And then and I'll tell you.
And,
I'll come back and I'll do the
you'll
whole
come
thing.
Back and we'll do it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I know you won't forget where you came from.
It's gonna be a Grande year for Frankie Grande and for Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And for Joan Grande and for Nona Grande.
So what do they have going on? Anything that you
Well,
want
Ariana
share?
Just is headlining Coachella. Which
oh,
is
fabulous.
Very exciting.
Fabulous.
I cannot wait. I've never been to Coachella.
And you're going, of
I'm
course.
Going to go
okay.
and be really gay in the
of
desert.
Course.
In like basically.
Well, you're
like,
dressed for it.
And like one. Oh, you're going to be wearing a lot less than this. I'm going to be basically like body painted with like two rhinestones and like a strip
okay.
of leather, maybe this wide.
Oh!
Somewhere. We'll
okay.
see. We'll see.
Oh my God. Can you imagine those right wing Nazis on top be freaking out? The world's coming to an end. Pray for him, mother. Pray for him.
Well, that's. I hope I get the reaction. Then that means I picked a good outfit.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
You're going to get it. Now, is there anything you want to say to our viewing audience that you want to share, tell us about? Anything else you want to say?
I love you guys.
Wrap it up for us.
I've been extremely appreciative. I got to say, like, of all the people that have been in my life and supported me through this year and through sobriety and the difficult times, like, my fans have been there for me hugely.
Yeah.
And I read your messages and I read your guys' tweets and your comments, you know. And, like, that's the nice thing about this year is, like, I have been unapologetically myself, including when I'm sad, including when I'm down, including when I'm going through difficult times. And everyone has been so incredibly supportive in the Twittersphere and on Instagram in my comments. And I read that stuff and that really helps me get through it, you know.
Do the bad comments bother you at all?
The bad comments, it's becoming easier and easier to ignore them as I fuel myself up with self-worth.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Because I know celebrities that say, you know, there could be 100 good comments and the one bad one's the one that hits them and they remember and it bothers
well,
them.
Well, that's what, because as human beings, we're genetically wired to remember things that cause us pain so that we avoid them in the future. So, like, as cavemen, like, fire, hot, remember that, don't go near the fire. Like, scrolling through Instagram, you're a faggot. That hurts me. Don't go read that ever again. And so it's difficult. But again, the bolstering up and the having the self-worth also comes with my fan support. So it's very interesting. It's a very fine line. And I would lie to you if I said that I completely didn't let those bad comments hurt me.
Yeah.
But what I can tell you is that they hurt me less and less as I work on myself.
And they don't affect your behavior.
And they do no longer affect my behavior.
And that's where it counts.
That's it. Like, that's it can sting on the inside, but as long as I breathe, process before I scream or retaliate, I don't retaliate.
Yeah.
You know what
Ignore
I'm saying?
Them. Yeah. They want the attention.
Yes,
so you don't
I
give
don't
it to
respond
them.
To
yeah.
hate.
Yeah.
I'm no longer reactive in the face of hate. I had a really rude person at a restaurant the other day, and I just breathed and I just accepted it.
Why would they be rude to you?
It was because they screwed up and they don't want to admit it, but that's fine. But I didn't fight. Yeah. You know, like I was just like
just
I breathed, I let it go. And then I asked to talk to the manager. It was so simple.
And you know the other thing, too, like if you can think like, well, wonder if they're having a really bad problem right
yes.
now. Maybe their life's really bad. Maybe they're going to be, their dad's works for the government isn't going to get paid this month.
Yeah.
You never know where they're coming
yeah.
from, so you just can't take it personal.
No,
That's
can't.
What I learned is you just don't take it personal. As long as you don't take it personal, you get over it really fast.
The pause button is great.
Well, you're like, one of the few people that have it. Most
I mean,
people I know are very reactive.
I work every day to have that
yeah,
pause button.
Yeah.
And that once, it's a millisecond pause button. It's not very yeah. long. You just have to like literally breathe before you speak. Like if something really pisses you off, just be like, do I really want to say what I'm about to say? Probably not. Okay, cool. Moving on.
I will say
yeah, exactly.
I'll tweet it instead.
Yes, exactly. I will write a very cleverly worded tweet. And I shall send that instead and feel justified in my behavior.
And only a million people will see it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I don't throw people under the bus publicly. Like,
yeah.
that's wrong.
Maybe you
it's
don't have to.
It's just wrong, you know?
You know, I'm like this. I won't come at you, but I will defend myself.
Amen.
And there you go.
And you can,
and
you should.
Can, and you should.
Yeah.
So, you know, sitting here talking to you, I'm starting to think that you and I should have a roundtable talk show with interesting people every day. We're better than the view or the talk.
Duh. We are.
We
Let's
are.
Start it right now.
All right, we're going to wrap up. Is there anything coming from
your
you?
Good friend, Brendan.
Oh, Brendan
yes.
from E. Two Emmys, 26 years old. What's wrong with that?
Are you single?
He's single.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Hit me up. I'm going whenever I'm on Ariana's shows, I'm there as her brother. Like she needs her big brother.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So like I will be there as my big brother capacity and you'll see me twirling in the front of the stage. That is for sure.
By the way,
sober at Coachella. I'll probably be alone.
And in a very endearing and not critical way, your sister's very dependent on your mother.
You know, like, we are such a close family. We're so close.
I mean, you're so close.
And I'm blessed.
I love it. I think it's adorable.
Yeah,
we
have a very
so
unique family dynamic. I will say that. And it's definitely something that has allowed us to succeed in the way that we've succeeded is our incredible family dynamic.
You're a great family. Amazing family.
Yeah.
All right, so we had fun. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Lots of comments, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, great.
Go on our Facebook page and go on our Instagram pages and make your comments, write your questions, tweet us at Leoblatt Miami and Frankie J. Grande.
Yes, it's worked.
It's going to be a bonus podcast episode so people can download that
in about an hour.
We'll just do the podcast. I'm going to retweet it.
Yes, I'm going to make him go to work. I'm going to have grabbed that phone and run it for him.
Yeah, please just do it. I don't know what I'm doing.
We had fun, everybody.
Just kidding.
Thank
yes, I do.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Thank
love you,
you
guys.
Ricky. Mwah. How much do we love you? I love you.
We're
you
kissing on cheeks.
I want Brito to
Lots
do your
of
picture.
Kissing.
Turn around. I want Brito to do your artist. You know,
oh,
you always
Brito.
Get Brito. Yeah,
no
he'll
way.
Do one for you.
No
he,
way.
What's the guy Carrier Raphael or whatever that did the one?
Kaffir Royale.
He did a fabulous American. You did the American Express thing. You bought.
Yeah, I have it.
You bought that. It's fabulous.
And I have a Chanel one. He did too. But the Brito, so I have, okay, so maybe this would have suggested that I would be an alcoholic in my later years, but as a child, I used to collect Absolute vodka ads.
Oh, okay.
And I had all of them, and then for Christmas one year, I asked my mother to please buy me Absolute vodka bottle painted by Brito, and
oh,
I
fabulous.
Have it.
Oh,
yes,
fabulous.
And it's about 20 years old, and I'm obsessed with it. So
we're gonna send him this link, and I bet you'll
yeah,
get a
please.
Surprise
oh my god,
at
I would
door.
Love
I
my
you.
Face
He's
in
fabulous.
Brito.
He just surprised me with that one day.
I love
He's
it. I love
fabulous.
His signature. It's so iconic.
Yeah, so iconic.
It's so good.
You're amazing. Okay, guys,
iconic.
We love you much.
Mwah. I love
bye.
You. Bye.
Bye. Say bye, baby. Bye. The dog.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.